Well, did you enjoy the kids' presentation?
Yes.
And are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yes.
Well, not as much as they enjoyed the presentation. Hopefully you are. I'm glad you're looking forward to it. I want to ask you a question that we sometimes ask the kids around about Christmas time. It's kind of a catch question, but how many kings were there that went to visit Jesus? Shout it out.
Three.
Sometimes they say three. Sometimes they say the Bible doesn't tell us. Sometimes they say, well, it wasn't really kings. But this morning, I'm going to look at three kings and compare them to the King of Kings. Compare them to Christ, the King of Christmas. And think about how Jesus is so much better. And but why we celebrate Christmas, why we're here thinking about Christmas at all. So the first king is this guy. Anyone know who that is? The kids are going, no, I've no idea. Never seen him in my life. When I was your age, this guy was popular. His name was Elvis, and he was a singer. And he was really, really popular, like more than you could imagine. Everywhere he went, he had screaming people watching him and listening to him and falling in love with him. He was just everywhere. He was so popular that people called him the King of Rock and Roll. Now, that's interesting. Because although he was popular, although he sold a lot of records, although crowds gathered wherever he went, he didn't write the songs. It's only later on I found that out. It wasn't his own songs that he sang. He didn't write the music. He didn't invent rock and roll. He just made it popular. And okay, he was a really good singer. He was really popular. He popularized the music. But he didn't make what they said he was king of. However, Jesus came into his world. Jesus made this world. He entered into a creation that he had brought into being. In the book of Genesis, it tells us that God spoke and the world came into being. It was God's word that created the universe, that created this world. And John, the disciple, wrote about Jesus as God's word and said that it was him that created the world. Let me read it to you. John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. When Jesus came into this world, we remember it as Jesus coming in as a wee baby. He was born, he was put in a manger when he was just a baby. He wasn't coming into someone else's world. He wasn't coming in to continue something that someone else had started. This was his world. He came into his own world because he was the king of creation. This world was his. Another king, let me see if you know this one. You might know this one instead. Who's this guy? Oh, some of you don't know. It's terrible. The education system nowadays. That's King Charles. He's the king of our country. Now, I don't know what you think about our country. Some of us complain a lot, don't we? Say, oh, it's a terrible state and so on. But I think, all in all, our country's a pretty good place to be. And this guy is our king. He probably thinks it's pretty good as well. He was born into a palace and he was brought up with all the great things that you could ever ask for. He had servants looking after him. Life must have been great for this guy. And everywhere he goes, when he visits somewhere, there's people making sure it's just the best looking place ever. There used to be a guy that said that the Queen, because it was the Queen before him, said that the Queen thinks the world smells of paint. Because there's always a guy in front of her painting the walls and the fences to make everything look nice. So this guy's the king of our country, but I don't know if he's ever seen really what the country's like, because we always make it look its best for him. King Jesus, when he came into the world, he came into a broken world. And he came to a broken people. It didn't look nice when he arrived. Nobody was there to make it look better. He had to be in a borrowed place. He had to sleep in the place where the animals fed. Jesus came into a broken world, but he came to make that world better. He came to bring a new hope to the people that were in the world. You see, God had an agreement with the Israelites, what we call a covenant. That's just an agreement. And he said that if they would obey him, then he would bless them. But the problem was that his law is so hard to obey, and we are so poor at obeying rules and obeying laws, that nobody could keep that law. And so we failed as a people. We were a broken people. And Jesus came to bring in a new agreement, a new covenant. He went to the cross and he paid for our sins on that cross. Let me read what John said about that in John chapter 1 verse 10. He was in the world and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own and his own people did not receive him. But to all, you hear that? To all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Jesus came in to bring a new agreement, a new covenant, that didn't rely on us doing everything right, but relied on him who did everything right, and then paid the price for that agreement, that covenant, when he went to the cross. When the angels came and worshipped him at his birth, when they glorified him, it was because they knew that this new covenant was going to happen. They were praising him for what he was going to do, bring new hope to this world. Because Christ is the King of creation, and Christ is the King of covenant. He made us able to be with God. Thirdly, the third king. See if you know this guy at least. That's right, it's Mufasa. Well done, Sebastian. And his wee son, Simba. Mufasa was the Lion King. And he was showing Simba, his son, all of the lands that one day he will inherit. And he was explaining to him how to be responsible, how to be a good leader, how to look after the land. These are all good lessons, aren't they? I loved The Lion King, and we had to watch it at least 100 times when my daughter was young. They're good lessons. But there's one problem with this king that the other two didn't have. You see, he's not real. It's just a story. Just a myth, just a character to help us to understand something that is good to know, that is good to learn. John 1 and verse 14 says this, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." You see, Jesus was real. Jesus wasn't just a made-up character in a story. He isn't just a person that we think about as being an example of something good. Jesus was real. This man, John, that wrote the book of John in the Bible, he saw him. He touched him. He ate with him. And all of the other people that wrote books in the New Testament could tell you that they met Jesus. They knew Jesus. He is a reality to them. Even Paul, who wrote a lot of the letters, who didn't see Jesus before he died, Jesus appeared to him after he died and rose again. And Jesus spoke to Paul. And Jesus has met with each person who has given their life to him, who has become a Christian. He has come into their hearts, and he is real for each one of us. Mufasa died, and Simba had to take over. Simba had to inherit everything. But Jesus, although he died, he didn't pass on his inheritance. He didn't pass on his title, because he rose again. And he reigns forever, one day taking Christians to be with him. And that's why Christmas isn't just one day. It's not just one day we remember where something happened and then it was all back to normal. It was the day that changed everything. From that one day forward, everything was different. God came into the world. He brought in a new covenant, a new way that we could be with him. And the world was changed forever, so that boys and girls and men and women who trust in him could be part of God's family. You know, sometimes people say they're trying to cancel Christmas. I don't know if you've heard that. Oh, they're trying to cancel Christmas. You can't talk about Christmas anymore. I don't really think that's true, because I've been looking about in all the houses and around the streets and so on, and there's Christmas trees everywhere, and there's fairy lights all over the place, and there's candy canes out in the lawns, and there's people bringing presents. I think Christmas is still a big thing in this world. Sometimes people might forget the real meaning of it, but it's still there, and it's still there to remind people about Jesus. That's what the children were doing. They were helping us to remember about Jesus. They talked about the Christmas tree, the new life that's on offer to us, that God can help us to grow in Christ. They talked about the lights. Jesus was the light of the world. He came in to the darkness. John said about that, there was a man sent from God, his name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light, the true light, which gives light to everyone coming into the world. Jesus came to give light, to show us what God is like, and to show us a way to God. The kids also talked about the candy cane, which reminds us of the crook of the shepherd. Jesus called himself the good shepherd, who didn't just look after the sheep, but came to give himself for the sheep. And finally, the presents. We all like to open our presents on Christmas morning. Jesus is the gift sent from God to us. And the gift that Jesus sends to us is a new life that is an offer to us, a new birth, a new creation. John 1 and 16 says, "For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace." Do you know what that word grace means? It means a gift. It means something that we have been given that we didn't pay for, because Jesus paid for it himself when he went to the cross. It's a gift from God. So let's remember these things at Christmas. When you're gathering around the Christmas tree, when you're opening the presents, when you're enjoying the fairy lights, if you eat candy canes when you're enjoying them, I don't like candy canes myself, remember that all these things point to Jesus. Christ the King of creation, it was his world. Christ the King of covenant, because he made a new way that we could be with God. Christ the King of Christmas, because everything changed when Jesus came into the world. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for sending your Son. We thank you for this time of year when we can remember it. Help us to remember every day. Help us to share the love of Jesus with our friends and our family. Help us to think about him and be thankful for all that he has given to us. In Jesus' name, amen.